brought to you by Penguin.
Lost Property by Helen Parris. Read by Joanna Scanlon. Prologue. It's church-like down here. Shadowy with unlikely congregations, wine bottles, prams, a funeral urn. As the overhead fluorescents hum into life, the colours glow like light through a stained glass window. Yellow, amber, taupe, turquoise, more fuchsia than you might imagine. It's the yellow that hits you first. Mustard yellow, Dijon, rather than Coleman's powdered. You have to be precise in Lost Property. You have to find the exact right words and fit them onto the modestly sized Dijon-coloured labels tied to every single lost item stored here. If you write, woman's handbag, dappled burgundy, rather than woman's handbag red, it can make all the difference as to whether that bag is reunited with its owner or languishes in Lost Property forever. Leather handled, you say. What kind, I ask? Looped? Stitched? Buckled? Chewed? Admittedly, it's a challenge to make one black collapsible umbrella stand out from another, but I do my best. I pay attention to the details. Amidst the aisles of the mislaid, forgotten, and walked away from, is me, Dot. You'll hear me before you see me, mind. I have my father's feet, flat, attached to my mother's ankles, slim. I'm generally down here, shelving and tagging, and sometimes when the other staff have gone home, you'll find me rooted on my family tree feet, staring at the rows and rows of loss. Chapter 1. Lost. Hold all. Details. Leather, golden syrup. Woman's purse, bluey lilac. Bulbs, tulip. Trowel. Place, 73 bus. It's seasonal loss. Outside, autumn rain buckets down full force. Inside, a deluge of brollies all need logging and labelling. We're jam-packed in customer service. A damp line of people queue the length of the counter, steam gently rising off woolen coats, seeking temporary sanctuary in Lost Property, in search of what they have lost, or delivering what they have found. I'm sitting at the far end of the counter tagging the lost umbrellas, while Anita deals with customers. Though when I look over, she's rootling through her bag, as per. "Bugger, where's my pen?" she says. Staff possessions are strictly prohibited from the public area. It's in here somewhere. She digs deeper into the vast recesses of her handbag. A large flank of matted brown and white suede, it is permanently attached to her, clanking her bits and bobs around like Marley's ghost. Whenever I look at Anita, she's elbow deep in that bag as if birthing a cow, forever groping for one of her slimmer's bars or a squirt of perfume. I've considered suggesting she might be better off with something smaller. A buckled satchel, perhaps. I'm always picking up after her. Scarf left in the ladies. Hairbrush abandoned on the counter.
Tar dots! Lose my ears if it won't screw, Dom!
Indeed. I unclip my second-best shaver from my jacket pocket and hand it to her.
You're a doll,
she says, and returns to her customer. I am no such thing, and hold little hope of the shaver returning to roost, which is disappointing as it's new, a present to myself for my birthday. When she first started working at Lost Property, I asked Anita what had drawn her here. Seeing as it's clearly a challenge to keep hold of her own things, let alone other people's. I told the job centre all my skills, she confessed over a frothy coffee at the Italian next door, firing two white pellets into her mug from a small tube retrieved from her commodious bag. Showed them my cosmetic certificate and business plans, and they sent me here. What about level 3 diploma?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?